Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Isaiah 6, verse 1 and 5 through 7. These patterns in which we have seen from this scripture of God's unity is complex. God forbids any presence of sin near him. With mankind in a repetitive habit of sin which requires atonement to fellowship with God, there is a need of permanent covering of atonement for the forgiveness of his sins. God enters total forgiveness by covering sin with an atonement of sacrifice. Only one solution to end all sacrifices will make a permanent atonement. This sinless, perfect body that qualifies is Jesus Christ. There is no other perfect body than Jesus Christ to glorify God's soul and spirit. God chose the human form of Jesus Christ to willingly give his life on the cross at Calvary for a permanent covering of atonement for mankind's sins. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Hebrews 9 verse 22, Romans 6 verse 23, 1 Peter 1 verse 18 and 19. Pertaining to the complex structure of God, first mentioned was his soul. The second portion of his unity is a glorified body which was fulfilled through Jesus Christ when God raised him from the death at Calvary. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, He will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment?